Morning, everybody. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Silas Schwartz. My parents' names are Matt and Marilyn. I was the fifth child of eight, five of us boys and three girls. My parents often taught me right from wrong when I was younger, and they tried to tell me things when I was older, even though I rebelled against them and God. When I was younger, I often thought that I needed to give my heart to the Lord. I would go to my parents and confess what was bothering me and feel better. But as I got older, I started doing things like vaping, listening to country music, using bad language, immorality, and getting angry at my parents. That was something that I hated in my life because of all the tension it caused, but I felt helpless to stop. Then over the youth meetings, God started convicting me of my sins, but I kept putting it off. Thankfully, he never gave up on me. One night on August 26, 2024, we were at church praying when I could not put it off any longer. This feeling of guilt came over me and I had to get up and go out. Two of my brothers and one of my uncles came out and talked and prayed with me. That night I was born again. And yes, I do make mistakes, like getting angry for one. That's something I still struggle with. But I want to stay faithful and walk with God. A couple of verses. 1 Peter 3:21. The like figure, whereunto to baptism doth also now save us, not to the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That verse doesn't necessarily mean that it cleanses us outwardly. It's a cleansing, more of a cleansing inwardly, and it gives us a feeling that we finished what we started when we get baptized. And then Ephesians 4:4-5, there's one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. At this time, I'd like to be baptized and commit to the local body here at Concord Christian Fellowship. If you see anything in my life, come talk to me about it. Thank you all for listening.
Good morning. I greet you all in Christ's name. Thank you for taking the time and joining with us today. On behalf of me and Marilyn, Silas, he shared about that he was often would get angry in our home, and that was one thing that was a real sense of contention in our home. Was any type of direction, any type of instruction was very, very, very resistant to, and that is the biggest and the quickest thing we've noticed in his life was the countenance change and the willingness to surrender and just say, okay, I'll do what you want. And that's been a real encouragement to us to see that. The night of his conversion, was in another meeting at the time. I wasn't here, but I come home. I was talking to Marilyn on the way home, and she said, Silas has something to tell you when he gets home. And I kind of suspected, but I wasn't 100% certain. But I come home and I find him sitting there weeping. He's just sitting there crying and crying. And his first thing was, "I'm sorry. I should have waited on you." And I said, no. You know, I would much rather miss that and know you gave your heart to the Lord than to put it off and say, at a later time when Dad's here. But it was a real blessing and encouragement in that time of our life. Just a few quick verses I'd like to share in Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 12 says, "We give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet." He's made us ready to be, or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And it's the Father who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. And he not only took us out of it, but he took us and he translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And I rejoice today that that's why we're here. Because Jesus Christ has redeemed us. He's cleansed us. And he's translated us into his marvelous kingdom. And part of that is obedience. Part of that says, you know, if you've given your heart to the Lord, if you've repented, if you become a new creature, then he says, come and be baptized. And the baptism is a sign to the world of where you stand and where you're heading. So thank you.